Regarding the upcoming Alberta Sovereignty Act, I fail to see the need for it. Disputes between the provincial government and the federal government are settled by the courts. The bottom line is jurisdiction. The provincial government has taken the federal government to court several times, and lost because they have always not had the jurisdiction. Had the federal government exceeded its jurisdiction, it would have lost. As far as laws that harm Alberta, I would like to know who is the arbiter of this harm. I may believe a law hurts Alberta economy, while someone else believes this law protects the environment. One month's free speech is another's hate speech. Constitutionally, the courts will rule on these matters, even if the act passes. My greatest concern is the fact that the Sovereignty Act allows decisions to be made in cabinet without public discourse. This should never happen in a democracy. Any government with claims to transparency would never put this in place. If a Liberal or NDP government tried this, howls of anger would be heard from the Conservatives. I would never trust my government with this. It's a piece of legislation doomed to be overridden by the Constitution. When I think of this in conjunction with a government that wants its own police, private healthcare, and has suggested taking control of Canadian pension, I want everything discussed and debated as publicly as possible. This act, while being touted as freeing us from Ottawa, is a totalitarian measure. If it is not a totalitarian measure, scrap decisions made by cabinet alone without public consultation. Mark Gronk, St. Albert.